Ralph is abashed. Cap, I don't see what else I can do.
Sell something, or mortgage something.
I don't have anything. The house is mortgaged to the hilt. I've already drawn down my 401k, what little I had in it. I had some stocks once, but they were dot-coms, and they're all defunct or below water. My cards are maxed. I don't see what else I can do.
Cap knows all this already. He's reviewed Ralph's situation in detail with the chief. In business jargon, Cap has done his due diligence. He is just tightening the screws on Ralph gradually, step by step, to greatest effect.
Sell the car, he says.
Sell the car?
Ralph responds in his dumb stalling mode. Cap shows his impatience.
The Lexus, putz.
By this, Cap is deliberately telegraphing to Ralph that he is in close communication with the chief and knows everything.
You sell the Lexus, you lease a Kia, you drive the Impala from your company, she drives the Kia, you'll net more than 20 grand on the deal. You can't keep the money or you'll gamble it all away, so you'll hand it all to me. That will prepay about 6 months' worth of interest. It'll buy you a chunk of time.
Why wouldn't the 20 grand go to paying down the principal?
We can look at it that way. If we do, the interest goes down to about $1,800 a month. But you have to pick up that starting the very next month. Can you handle $1,800 a month any better than you can handle $3,500?
Ralph can't. But now he says what's really on his mind. There's a big problem with selling the car. Cap has pretty much guessed what's coming, so he listens intently. Ralph's psychology is key to Cap's plan.
If I sell the car, Ralph says, everybody will know my situation.
Gotcha, thinks Cap, jubilant. He is careful not to show it.
What do you mean?
Think about it, Ralph says. Suddenly, for no apparent reason, I sell my beloved Lexus and dump my wife into a friggin' Kia, and the money completely vanishes? How am I supposed to explain all that? What's my wife supposed to think? Her family, my family, the people at work? The questioning would be relentless. If the truth comes out, it will be a total catastrophe. And even if it doesn't, the rumors will be just as bad. I can't face that. I'll be destroyed.
Do you have any choice?
I don't know. I hope so.
What if you told the truth? Is that so terrible? Lance the boil. Get it over with. It's a big embarrassment, sure, but then it's off your chest. You could get psychological help.